actually really nice and sweet once you get over the looks of them. So these are just some of our babies on top of the box, and you'll see what kind of butterfly they're going to turn into. Now I explained how butterflies, they fly around to protect themselves. It's quite obvious that they can't do that. They can't run very fast either, so all that leaves them with is their looks, their appearance. It's all they have for protection. Now if you look at this one over here, it's a Cairns Berwyn caterpillar. You'll see it actually looks a bit scary. It's got big spikes all over its body. It's wearing the morning colors as well. So you can imagine, they're not looking very tasty. If a bird flies past, it's probably going to keep on flying because it's looking pretty disgusting if you ask me. And it's exactly what that caterpillar wants. It's going to be perfectly safe that way. It's not going to get eaten. Now it may look a bit scary, but it is actually perfectly harmless. It can't harm you in any way. Those spikes, if you touch them, they're like hairs. They just give way. And they almost feel like velvet or leather. So it's all pretend. Butterfly caterpillar is perfectly harmless. You're familiar with really hairy caterpillars that give you awful skin rashes? They're moth caterpillars. You might want to leave those ones alone. They can be very, very nasty. Now, if they're not using spikes and a scary look to protect themselves, they're going to use camouflage, of course. That's what the Ulysses is doing right here. And the orchard does the same thing. They have the same color as the leaves, so they're going to be a lot harder to spot. Because birds that fly past, they don't have time to look very closely. So they're going to be a lot harder to find. These Ulysses, you'll see white spot all over its body. It's even mimicking the holes that you usually find on the leaf. Very well protected that way. Now, when they come out of their eggs, they're only very, very small. I said a couple millimeter maybe. They grow to these sizes. That's why they eat so much. If you have a garden of your own, you're probably familiar with how much they can eat because you might be missing some plants every now and again. That's why they do, but I'll give you a bit more of an idea of how much they can actually eat. That red lacewing caterpillar on your left, you can eat up to 300 feet in about 7 days' time. Now, if you think that one's bad, this one eats a small tree in 7 days' time. Now, imagine a whole lab full of caterpillars like we have here. It's a really, really big job to make sure they have enough. So that's why we do have our own orchard here as well with all the hoi splend. We're really trying to give them enough if we can.